There's a greeting card on my refrigerator with a quote from Vivian Greene that says, "Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain." It feels to me like the storms are getting more intense and hitting with more and more frequency these days, both literally and figuratively. Thanks to the internet and our handheld devices, we are bombarded with more information every minute of every day than we could possibly process. Now, with just a few keystrokes, we can see and hear all the tragedy and triumph, all the terror and elation instantly from around the globe. We simply do not have the emotional capacity to process it all. It is just not possible. In addition to the demands of our jobs and the responsibilities to our families, how can we keep up with it all and not be pulled off balance? There's another saying that I come back to often. You should meditate for 20 minutes a day, unless you don't have time, in which case you should meditate for an hour a day. When the screeching and the blaring world outside of us clamors for our attention, it becomes absolutely crucial that we nurture our inner being. We find balance by bringing our awareness inward to our higher self so that we can remember that truth of who we really are. Only by standing in this truth will we have the fortitude and the resiliency to withstand the pressures bearing down from without. Being in spiritual shape is a lot like being in physical shape. You have to maintain it regularly. What happens when you stop exercising? Unfortunately, I can tell you exactly what happens. Your cardiovascular system loses its condition, your muscles lose their strength, you quickly get out of shape. It's the same with spiritual practices. Our ability to direct our awareness is like a muscle. It can be strengthened and toned with regular practice, or it can get weak and flabby with disuse. And I have been on both extremes of that, I can attest. The tricky thing is you can't just do it when you're already in crisis. Imagine if the only time you got up and ran was when suddenly you noticed a bear was chasing you. You would not have much of a chance of survival. But if you live someplace where being chased by a bear was a regular possibility, you would probably spend some time working on your speed and agility. It's the same with your mind. We now live in an era where our mental and emotional state are regularly threatened by a steady overload of troubling information. And if we want to stay safe and sane, we will need to hone our ability to rise above the world's pandemonium and find peace by the still waters of our infinite, eternal nature. One of my teachers creates a weekly podcast, and this week I listened to her talk about the law of cause and effect. She began with the quote, "It is done unto you as you believe." And then she talked about how we think that stuff happens in the world, and that's why we're upset. I crashed my car, someone did something that bothers me, someone was disrespectful to me, and that's why I'm upset. Someone spoke to me in a way that I didn't like, and that's why I got upset. It's happening to me. When it feels like life is happening to me, and we're getting triggered by the world, then we are aligning ourselves with the ego and not with the spirit, because the spirit is unbotherable. So what happens when we think these things are happening to us and that's why we're upset? The truth is that our beliefs are generating the thoughts that we're thinking. So if I have a belief that I'm not good enough and I'm going to magnetize into my awareness thoughts that are congruent with that belief that there's something wrong with me. If that's my belief, I will magnetize thoughts that support that belief. And I have a choice. Do I want to think those thoughts, or do I want to let them go? I'm the one who decides. When we begin this work, we're not always aware that there is that decision point, that we do have a choice. Someone says something disrespectful to me, and I'm mad at them, and I'm thinking that I'm mad because they did something disrespectful to me. But the reason I'm mad is because their disrespect is a reflection of my own belief that I'm not good enough. And my belief that I'm not good enough is being triggered. But I can choose to heal that. There is an opportunity for healing. Now, I've been out of regular practice lately, and I've noticed that I'm not in tip-top spiritual shape. I can tell because I have a harder time not being pulled off center and feeling overwhelmed. I'm less able to resist being sparked into an egoic reaction. And just last week, Friday, where I thought that I was going to sit down and work on this sermon, what happened instead was that I got triggered. I became furious and reactive and blew up at my poor husband. In retrospect, I am grateful for the incident because it brought to light some old beliefs that I didn't realize I was still carrying, and now I can work on healing them. But wow, was it ever an indication that my spiritual resilience needs some tending. It was a reminder that I need to spend even more time doing all the practices that nurture and support my spirit. What I'm hoping to convey this morning is that an experience of peace is possible for you right now and in every moment, simply through directing your awareness differently. So rather than spending more time telling you about how that might go, I'm going to invite you to experience it with me as I lead you in a guided meditation. So I'd like to invite you now to get comfortable as you can in your seat, and rest your hands loosely in your lap, and close your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it for a moment, and then slowly exhale. And just allow any tension to melt away as you gradually relax more and more deeply with each breath. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and hold it, and then exhale. And empty your lungs completely with this out-breath. And take a third deep breath in. And take your time. And hold it for a moment and then let it go. And if you can get 5 or 10% more comfortable in your chair, I invite you to adjust. You can already feel yourself drifting into a state of deep relaxation. So continue to breathe slowly and gently as you bring your awareness to the top of your head. Just sense or imagine a feeling of relaxation beginning to spread down from the top of your scalp. Feel the muscles in your forehead and temples relax. Allow your eye muscles to relax and release. And let your cheeks and jaw soften and let go of all tension. Now let this peaceful feeling flow down into your neck. Feel it loosening every muscle and every fiber. With each breath you take, this relaxing feeling becomes deeper and warmer. It works its way deep into the muscles in your shoulders, soothing them, releasing them. This peaceful feeling flows down from your shoulders and into your arms, loosens the muscles in your upper arms, your forearms, your hands, relaxing and soothing, all the way to the tips of your fingers. As your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. and your thoughts become lighter. Now bring your awareness to your chest and your stomach. Feel how this area of your body gently rises and falls as you breathe. The peaceful sensation flows throughout this area of your body, soothing every muscle, relaxing every organ. Turn your attention to your upper back and feel this relaxing sensation flow all the way down your spine. As it gradually works its way down your body, feel every muscle in your back relax and unwind. And feel that your entire upper body has become loose, limp, and relaxed. Now allow your entire lower body to relax completely and allow any remaining tension from anywhere in your body to flow out through the tips of your toes. You are comfortable, peaceful, relaxed. Now it's time to leave the external world behind and go on an inner journey, a journey to a place of deep inner stillness. Picture yourself walking down a busy city street. It's full of shops and businesses, and you can see crowds of people hurrying from one place to another. Cars and buses line the roads, and they crawl through the city bumper to bumper. Just up ahead, next to the sidewalk, you notice a narrow doorway between two buildings. It's a small opening that looks like a cozy retreat from the hustle and bustle of the world around you. You walk toward the doorway, slipping easily through the crowds. You arrive at the doorway and you step inside the narrow entrance. The entrance is dimly lit. It is warm and inviting, and it shelters you from the outside world. You take a few steps deeper inside the entrance and arrive at the top of a flight of 10 stairs. You slowly make your way down the steps, and as you do, the sound of the city begins to fade away. With each step you take, you feel yourself moving away from the noise of the world and down into a place of deep quiet. As you gradually descend the 10 steps, you sink deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. You've reached the bottom of the staircase, and you're feeling calm and deeply relaxed. You can barely hear the sound of the street above you now. It seems so far away. Before you is a tall wooden door, a door with no handle or lever with which to open it. You study the door more closely and you notice that the word release has been carved into its surface. Contemplate this word. Feel the essence of it. Slowly, you begin to feel a sensation of opening, of letting go, of releasing, and the door unlocks. Its old hinges creak as it slowly opens to reveal a small round room. This room is a library. It is filled with bookshelves, and it has a tall dome ceiling. You step inside the room and slowly the door closes behind you. This room is a private place. It's secluded and inviting. It has no windows and it is very, very quiet. You feel content and secure in this place. In the center of the room sits a small wooden desk, and on the desk lies a large old book. You pick up the book and feel the weight of it in your hands. You feel a sense of wonder as you behold this grand old book. It has rested in this place for a long time, waiting for you since before you were born. You open the cover, and you notice that all the pages are blank. This is a book of freedom. It has the power to free you from anything in life that might be bothering you or weighing you down. It's time for you to write in the book. Take a moment to think about anything that is troubling you in your life. Bring to mind any situation that seems to be blocking you, any upcoming event that frightens you, any person that you are in conflict with, any negative feelings that you're holding on to. Write about anything at all that you feel is holding you back or that burdens you. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Simply feel or imagine your thoughts and feelings being imprinted into this book. Take your time. Allow images to form in your mind and allow your feelings to flow. Let them flow out onto the pages of the book. Sense that the pages are filling up with all your worldly concerns. The book absorbs them all. As the pages fill with words and pictures, you begin to feel lighter and more positive. You have been heard. You have been understood. You feel reassured and relieved. When you're ready, close the book. Now the domed roof above you begins to open. Slowly but surely, the roof opens completely, revealing the clear blue sky above. You stand with your arms by your side, observing the sky above. Gently, you raise your forearms and hands, your palms facing away from you, and as you do, your body begins to float, and your feet lift off the floor. A wave of exhilaration flows through you as you realize that you have the freedom to fly anywhere you choose. As you raise your hands, you float higher. When you lower them, you gently descend. With effortless ease, you begin to float toward the open roof above you. You glide up and out of the room, and slowly up into the sky. You feel a wondrous sense of freedom as you fly higher and higher in the sky. You can see the entire city below you, and it is gradually becoming smaller and smaller. You are leaving the world behind and floating high up into the heavens. Higher and higher you fly, passing beyond the clouds, feeling even more joyful, even more free. And now you decide to fly right out into the cosmos, leaving all your concerns far behind you. With your arms raised, you ascend higher and higher, traveling beyond the skies and out into space. You turn and look back on the earth. It's a small blue sphere floating in a vast emptiness. Take a moment to drift, simply drift through space. Admire the beauty of the stars and the planet far below. You are weightless, serene, at peace. This floating sensation is profoundly relaxing, and you slip even deeper into a state of complete stillness. You feel as though you are a million miles from anything or anyone, and yet you feel connected to the entire universe. You feel vast, weightless, timeless. From deep within the silent space inside you, a voice can be heard. Its loving words echo in your mind. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time or space. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in perfect order, and it unfolds according to a perfect plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. If problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind, for I know that they will resolve in time, and I have all the time in the world. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, inspiration comes to me. All becomes clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed impassable now seem insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer. I trust in the natural flow of life. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time or space. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. Rest in this feeling for just a few more moments. And then slowly bring your awareness back into your body. Wiggle your toes, your fingers. And take a cleansing breath. And then when you feel ready, open your eyes and return to ordinary consciousness. This sensation of peace and freedom is yours, and it is always available to you. when you develop your ability to bring your attention deeper into this sense of timelessness, you may just find that it becomes easier and easier to dance, no matter what kind of weather the world is throwing at you. May it be so. Bless you all. I love you. Amen.